I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 67,000 people are known to have died in the earthquake that hit China 2 weeks ago. None of those deaths are more heartbreaking than those of the children. Now, keep in mind that China has a one-child policy. That means that most of the parents who lost sons and daughters in the catastrophe lost their one and only child. Today, officials in Sichuan province said these parents would be allowed to have another child. That's an exception to the rule. But the world's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing says exceptions to the one-child policy are the rule.
The government has already been nuancing the one-child policy and sort of custom adjusting it in different parts of the country, and that's been going on for years. It's not like the government said 30 years ago, okay, everyone, you can only have one child. To the contrary, about a third of the families in China have one child. Two-thirds of them have two or more. In the countryside, farmers' families are usually allowed to have two. In some places, they say you can only have a second child if the first one's a girl. In other places, they say you can have two, but you need to space them out. They need to be 3 or 4 years apart. Ethnic minorities are allowed to have three, and I've been to many ethnic minority areas where people have four or five or six. So the fact that they're saying, okay, couples that lost their child in this quake can have another one isn't quite as radical as it might initially sound.
Now, part of this announcement made reference to children who were born, quote-unquote, illegally. What does that mean, illegal children?
That means that they perhaps had already had a child, and the second child was one they had to pay fines on. There's a second part of the announcement that says that the couple can stop paying fines for having had this second child. There's this integration between individual private families and the local governments to the extent that local neighborhood committees will keep track of when women are having their periods to make sure that they're not sneaking off and trying to have another child when the local government's not looking. So if, for instance, the mother took off and went to live in another province for a while and came back with a child and that child died, now they don't have to pay the fine anymore, but they also don't get to have another child legally.
Is there any likelihood after the earthquake and these experiences that China will reconsider the one-child policy for the entire country?
China's already been reconsidering the one-child policy to some extent. At this point, if two only children come of age as they are now and marry each other, they can have two kids. There are other places in China that are starting to relax the one-child policy. There's been an interesting experiment in a province called Shanxi, very close to Beijing, where the local government said to its inhabitants, okay, you guys can have two kids. After two, then we'll start imposing fines, but two is fine. And, you know, that kind of did the trick. People basically wanted to have two kids. Because in China, as in other countries that become more developed over time, the more money people have and the better educated they are, the fewer children they want to have, on balance.
Now, a lot of Americans who are listening will probably know that a lot of children are adopted from China. Is there any possibility that Chinese parents will begin adopting some of those children?
Yes. There are at least 4,000 orphans from the earthquake, according to government announcements so far. And a lot of Chinese have been calling in and asking, you know, what's going to happen to these kids? I'd be interested in adopting. The Sichuan government has also said that if a couple wants to adopt a child orphaned by the earthquake and has not already had a child of their own, they can also have a biological child, so they can end up with a family of four, as many Chinese would like to have.
The world's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Thank you very much for your time, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.
Mary Kay Magstad produced a series about China's one-child policy last year. You can download all seven stories at theworld.org.